Alcee Fort Jays. It was named for a well-known Louisiana historian, French, obviously, background. And
high school, wasn't it?
That was high school. And then I went later to the Art Institute of Chicago and to the Detroit Arts and Crafts for a few years. Came back to New Orleans and eventually went to Tulane University, where I received a master's degree in, there was an interval there some years before I went back to Tulane, and I received my master's degree in 1964, I believe, in history in Tulane.
How long have you been an archivist?
For the last 18 years for this university, or 19 now almost. I began the archives, what you see around you, back in 60. I was working as a librarian, and they needed the history department determined that they needed archival materials for their graduate program and so on. We started an archives, and that was in 68, I believe, that we got our first collection. It began very small at the time.
What are they doing here? Are they rebuilding or doing a new building?
They are building two more floors on the library over here, and we have temporarily vacated that library because they're doing construction work where our quarters were. We are scheduled to move back into that building, into the fourth floor of that building, and have very sufficient space at that time for our archival holdings.
Are you cramped for space here?
No, not here. We have a sufficiency, but no excess. We should have a great deal more space when we move over there. We were cramped before, but we're not cramped right now.
Does the collection grow?
It grows all the time. Sometimes it almost frightens me the way it can grow. But our staff doesn't grow accordingly, in keeping with it, and so gradually we fall a little bit behind all the time. The backlog. I think that's probably common enough in most archives.
Well, probably most libraries as well as ours.
Right, right.
Okay, well, do you belong to organizations, clubs?
I belong to, several professional organizations, but local organizations. I belong to the Round Table Club.
What does it do?
It's a men's social club. It's located uptown on St. Charles Avenue.
How often does it meet?
They have activities there. I mean, it's a place where you can go and read a magazine or play billiards or things like that and so on. I belong to a local carnival club, a couple of local carnival clubs, but those are not something that I talk about.
What do those do? Do they plan carnivals?
They have carnival balls during the carnival season, the Mardi Gras season here. I belong to the local Shakespeare Society. What does it do? Once a year, it gives a dinner at Antoine's. On Shakespeare, on the supposed birthday of Shakespeare, that's the 23rd of April,
yes.
Which is more or less, they have some reading by members of various Shakespearean parts, one or another play, and mostly it's just an opportunity for good fellowship and a lot of rousing drinking and what have you.
Mm-hmm.